Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
We're going to try some new things today.
我们今天会有做一些不一样的事情。一个是我们把那讲台挪那边，但是我们还是有神的话。
That doesn't go away.
这个它不会变。
How do we just pull that a little bit? Well, I just don't need that.
Did you turn it on?
Did I turn what off? Mike. Thank you very much. We are looking at chapter 9 of Genesis. We're going to look at the first 17 verses. That's an important verse. Did I turn that on?
I think it's off. Sorry. Yeah, now it's off.
All right, let's just read. Let's just read the word of God.
我们一起来读神的话，在创世第九章。在上面会有中文的经文，但是我会用牧师会用英文来读，然后之后我们会祷告。
Genesis 9, verse 1 to 17. And God blessed Noah and his sons and set forth to them.To be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every morning, every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And I shall give you the green plants, I give you everything, that you shall not eat flesh.With its life, that is its blood. And for your lifeblood, I will require reckoning from every beast that will require it, and from man, from his fellow man, I will require reckoning for the life of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for God made the man in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply, increase greatly on the earth and multiply in it.Then God said to Noah and his sons and with him, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the bird, the livestock, the every beast of earth with you, as many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by waters of the flood, and never again...Shall there be a flood to destroy the earth? And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I've set my bow in the cloud, and I shall be a sign of covenant between me and earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds,I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and the living creature of all flesh that is on earth. God said to Noah, This is a sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on earth.That's the word of God. That's right.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that you give us.
神，我们为你今天给我们的话向你献上感谢。
We ask you to bless our heart, open our eyes, to open our ears, so that we know who you are, and give us a heart to follow you as well.
所以求你能够祝福我们，开我们的眼和耳，让我们能够听到你的话，知道你是谁。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
The first 17 verses are actually pretty familiar. You should be familiar with them. You've ever been to, children's Sunday school.
如果大家去过主日学的，应该对这段经文非常熟悉了。
You're probably more familiar with chapter 8, that's when the flood arrived.
或者是对第八章，就是在洪水的这段经文更加的熟悉。
God used the global flood to basically punish the whole human race except 8 people, including Noah.
所以上帝用了这个大全球的大洪水去惩罚这些人类的罪，但是他救了八个人。当然也有一些动物啊，然后在里面。所以我给这个讲到起名叫就是说 重造的一个造物。所以如果您把这个经文第八章和第九章经文和第一章去做一个对比的话，你会发现它里面有很多平行的观点。上帝在第一章里面创造天和地，在第八章他就毁灭了天和地。所以你看到在第八章里面，你看到上帝用风把这个整个地。
Genesis 1:2, the wind always in the Bible is the Hebrew word ruah, that means the spirit.
所以在希伯来文，这个 ruah 也是在第一章里面有出现的，就像这个风，大风。
In the beginning, God's spirit hovered around above the water.
第一章里面就讲到说，上帝的灵在水面上运行。
In chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.God used the wind to dry the land.
The
spirit basically blew off the land, make it dry. So the new creation is basically established.
在第八章的第二节里面，就看到风吹地，就好像发生。
You can always go as far as when God put the judgment on earth, He opened up the heaven so that the water can coming down from the heaven. But back in Genesis 1, when God did the creation,He separated the waters from heaven. Remember? So the creation, God separated the waters from heaven, and the judgment, God just basically put them all together. And the new creation, God separated the water again, so that the dry land can be exposed.
所以你看到在创造的时候，上帝把水和天上水和地上水分开，在他毁灭这个世界、审判这个地球的时候，他把这个天上的水又放了出来，然后在他重新创造这个造物的时候，他又把这个水给收了回去。
And of course, the new creation is different from the old because there is nowhere in the new creation God says this is very good. This is not as good.As it was before.
所以你看到上帝在重造的时候，在第九章里面，不像神在创造造物的时候，他会说这些东西是好的，因为这些东西不再像他刚造的那样的好。
The creation is renewed in the presence of a violence and a bloodshed.
所以在这个新的造物里面，它是在一个流血，然后还有在一些暴力当中产生的。
If they follow the biblical chronicles, that Noah's flood is basically like 4,500 years ago.
所以如果我们跟着圣经的时间线来看的话，在挪亚洪水大概是在400到500年前人类产生。
You know, Jesus is 2,000 years before us.
So
and that's 2,000 years before Jesus, 2 to 3,000 years before Jesus. So that's about 4,500 years ago.
所以就是大概就是耶稣基督是我们2000年之前出生的，然后挪亚又是在耶稣基督出生前的2000年发生。
The physical world that we are having now, the present day, is more like Noah's.
所以我们现在地球的这个环境和生态更像是在挪亚当时的那个环境和生态。
The lifespan before Noah was really, really long, 900 years and 700 years and stuff like that. Noah lived for 900 years, but when it came to Moses, he lived only 120 years.And he wrote the Psalm 90. He said it's actually normal for people to live 70, 80 years. That's the lifespan that you and I have now.
所以我们看到在洪水前和后，人类的这个寿命会有一个极大的缩短。像之前人会活到八九百岁，但挪亚活了120岁，甚至到摩西的时代，他在诗篇的90篇里讲到人不过也就活到70到80岁。
So when we say the creation renewed, we're going to compare some similarities and dissimilarities between the old generation, old creation, and the new creation. And God actually, in this new creation, God established the covenant with His people.
So we will
use all people.
我们会借着在洪水前和后做一定的对比，看上帝之前造的人和现在在洪水之后的人有什么样不同，但是上帝也同时在和他们立了什么样的约。
So that's what we're going to talk about. God's mandate, we're going to use a couple of P's. The produce, provide, and prohibit. and God's covenant, we use the preserve and the promise.
所以我们就讲到上帝的要求，我们有说生养、供养、禁止，然后上帝之约、保证和保守。
So, I want to keep yourself in the narrative.
所以我想让大家去跟着我们的这个圣经的故事线来走。
This is right after the judgment.
这个是在上帝审判之后的。
You don't get a lot of people left over there.
我们知道有些人可能会有些笑啊。
Is or was God really, was he really care or did he really care about life? He just killed everybody.
So, 人会
old and new and it doesn't skin color, just indiscriminately, he killed everyone.
所以我们会想说，上帝他真的在乎人类吗？他无差别的把所有的人都给毁灭了，不管他的种族。
Is life worthless to him?
生命对他是这么的没有意义和价值吗？
Is he going to do it again?
他是不是又要他又再会再来这样做吗？
If you screw up, you're going to be judged.
如果你做错事了，做得很不好，那你就会被上帝审判。
Doesn't really matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
Is that what did to Noah's judgment?
这不就是上帝对挪亚做的吗？
So that's probably the question you and I should keep in mind when we read the 17 verses.
所以这个也是我们在接下来十七节内容里面需要去想的东西。
What does God think about life?
所以上帝对生命到底是怎么看的呢？
How does he really value life?
他是怎么样去重视生命的呢？
Are you just a subject or do you even carry a name?
我们只是一个个体吗？还是我们是有自己的一些主权的？
If he killed everyone in the flood, is he going to do the same thing again to us?
他对在用洪水这样做了，杀了所有人，他也会这样对我们吗？
Okay, keep that in mind. Let's read.
我们把这个想着，然后一起再读。
So verse 1-2 is basically God carried the mandate from Adam to Noah.
所以基本上在九章的一到二节里面，他是把对亚当的这个命令和要求去给挪亚去讲。
You're very familiar with this.
我们也可能很熟悉。
Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
他说：“你生养众多，遍满了地。”
That's verse 1 and repeated in verse 7.
这是在第一节，也是在第七节会有的。
Remember what he told Adam? That's exactly the same thing.
对亚当讲的是同样的话。
Produce.
去生养众多。
So the very first thing God called Noah to do is to get married, having children, and build civilization.
你结婚，然后要去生子，然后建造人类的文明。
God actually wants a flourished civilization. That's what he wanted, the first mandate from Adam all the way to Noah.
上帝想要看到一个昌盛的一个人类的文明在这里面。
Well, I know in the 21st century, having a baby is a huge burden these days.
当然我也知道在二十一世纪里面有一个孩子是非常大的重担。
If you really care about your well-being only, you should not have any babies.
如果你只在乎自己的好坏，或者是这是你唯独在乎的东西，那你就当然你不要有孩子。
The pastor said amen.
然后当然这个牧师也同意了。
You are going to have so many years of talking like a baby.
你可能有一段时间你甚至讲话都像小孩一样。
This is a one. This is a one. Put them together. What is that?
就像这是一，这是一加一块，它等于多少呢？
We have a baby is not because it's fun.
我们有孩子不是因为这是好玩。
It's not even because of agriculture.
甚至也不
We have people to plow the field.
甚至也不再是为了我们要种农作物去耕地，然后需要这样的人口。
We need the people to fight the battle.
或者我们需要人去这样帮我们去打仗。
All those reasons are basically gone.
然后在现在的时代下，这些东西都不再是我们有孩子的理由。
We want to have kids because God wants us to flourish the earth.
所以我们有孩子或生养众多，这是完全因为上帝这样命令我们去，让我们遍了满地。
God gonna bless Noah. God was blessing Noah by asking him to produce, asking the family to produce kids.
所以上帝是通
to fill the earth.
上帝通过就是说让他们生养众多，能遍满全地去祝福挪亚和他的家人。
If you're losing all the reasons or excuses for having the baby, That's the good reason.
所以如果我们现在对这种东西不抱有任何的期待或者是期望，这个就是我们可以去找理由、找希望的一个原因。
So remember the question we ask, what does God think about life? That's the first thing. God wants life to continue.
所以我们当问说上帝他对生命怎么看待的时候，我们就可以在这里面看到上帝想要生命的延续。
Not only that, God provides as well.
不只是这样，他也提供，他有这样的供应。
Well, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, probably, most likely vegetarians.
所以在伊甸园的时候，肯定亚当和夏娃他是一个素食主义者。
They ate the products from the ground.
他只是吃地里出产的作物。
Over here is different.
那在这里又不一样了。
God wants them to have proteins now.
上帝想让他们吃一些蛋白质了。
Animal proteins.
就是动物蛋白。
Does that give the hunting license, you know, kill all the animals and take them to eat?
就好像给他们一个就是打猎证，让他们去，你就打动物然后就吃就好了。
It is okay to do it. God said it.
你做这个是 OK 的，因为上帝也是这样讲的。
They can kill them and take them and eat.
你可以去捕猎，然后去把他们拿起来做吃的。
A lot of people would like to stay verse 3. It'll be good. Every moving thing that shall be food for you and as you give them the green plants and give you everything. You know, you have a kind of like a dominion over them. You have a power over them.
就像上帝
eat them.
在第三节里讲的说，一切动物都可以做你们食物，这因为是上帝给我们的，所以我们现在有了这个去支配它的一个权利。
Some people say I don't know the source of this quote. If God didn't want us to eat animals, He wouldn't have made them taste so good.
有人也讲说，如果上帝不想让我们吃肉的话，那上帝不会让这个肉这么好吃。
So we're moving fast. That's the second thing. God really wants us to produce, God provides, and God prohibits.
上帝想让我们生养众多，然后并且他也供应，他也给了我们一些戒律。
Remember the question that we have: What does God think about life? So over there, God actually requires. In the Chinese version, doesn't really translate that well. But in the English version, from 5 to 6.Repeat it 3 times. God requires this, God requires this, God requires that. So what does that mean? That means that God really wants the people who have the power over the animals to be responsible for life.
所以在中文里面可能没有这样就是非常清晰的讲，但是在英文里面会讲说上帝对人就有一定的要求，上帝给了你这些东西，所以他同样也需要你去为这个东西负一定的责任。
Yes, we have the power over all creatures.
当然我们
But we have only limited power over them.
所以当然我们有这样上帝给我们的权利去支配它，但是我们的权利是有限制的。
God has the ultimate power over life.
上帝是有最终绝对的主权在任何的事情上。
Yes, you can kill animals, you can have the power over them, but do not shed the blood, do not eat the life blood out of them.
那上帝说你当然可以杀这些动物，你当然有这个权利在这动物之上，但是你不要流血，不要吃这个动物的血。
Blood symbolizes life.
因为血它是代表的生命。
God does not want the people. Well, first of all, this is not God's command how to order steaks in the outback. You know, you have to order well done because you don't have the blood in the steak and stuff. That's not what this is talking about.
当然，这个不是跟我们讲说上帝说不要让我们吃五分熟、三分熟的肉，而是说，这不是在这里面要讲的东西。
The basic idea is that we must not do anything we wish with life. We are stewards, but not owners of nature.
就到最终来讲，这个东西表彰了一个，就是我们是一个管理者，而不是一个生命最终的主权的掌握者。
So chapter 9 basically set up the stage for the sacrificial festival in Leviticus.
所以
the blood which symbolizes life belongs to who?Belongs to God Himself, does not belong to human beings. So when we say we don't take the blood of this particular guy or the animals, that means the final destiny of life belongs to God, not us.
所以在这里面基本上也是在为立位祭的献祭做一个铺垫，因为生命血代表的生命，然后生命是属乎神的，它不属于人类。所以当我们在做这个不吃血的这个过程中呢，其实就在表示了上帝是生命的主权。
Well, I don't know if you see the movie, the Last Mohicans. That's an old movie. That's an unbelieving Native American set to. That's the word that kept in my mind. I kept in my mind. the unbelieving Native American said to the slain deer, saying, I'm so sorry that I have to kill you, brother. I don't know if you remember that line, but that's actually, that's something that God gives to the human beings toward the animal.
所以就是有一个电影里面就是讲到印第安人在不信主的印第安人在他们杀动物的时候他会说不好意对不起我必须要杀掉你这种感觉就有点这种感觉
That's a relationship between human and animals and the more important God in this verse said the relationship between human beings
他讲到了就虽然我们讲到人和动物但后来上帝也提到人和人之间到底应该怎么样
And I'm going to read againWhoever sheds the blood of a man, by man shall his blood be shed, for God that made the man in his own image.
所以在这里面讲了凡流血的他的血必被人所流因为神造人是照着自己形象造的。
So you cannot and you should not murder people, not because it's not good, it's because that particular person is made in the image of God.
所以当我们讲说人不可以杀人不是因为这个东西不好而是说最终的目的最终原因是人是按照上帝的形象被造的
Verse 6 basically set up the very basic principles for human government
所以在第六节里面就讲就是一个我们人类的政府最基本的一个主要的一个要素在里面
You shed the blood of a man your blood will be shed by man
所以当你流人血债血偿嘛。
So basically, if we live together as a group, you know, society, a community, there should be some rules over there to protect someone's blood to be shed by another person.
所以当我们作为人类在一起生活的时候，我们当然有一个律例去保护其他人的生命不受到任何的损害。
And if the blood is shed,The blood will be shed. So that's the basic principle for justice.
血债血偿是我们宣彰公义的一个最基本的一个条例。
From Noah's covenant, God started the basic principle for human government.
所以上帝也帮助人类的政府去有一定的一个东西可以去引用。
Life is precious.
生命是宝贵的。
Doesn't really matter if it's in the womb.Or outside the womb.
不管你是在腹中还是腹外，你都是有宝贵的生命。
I don't know where you are in the political spectrum about abortion, but based on verse 6, if you shed the blood, your blood will be shed by man.
虽然不知道大家对于堕胎这个事情有什么样的看法，但是在这里面是这样
想。If a law is established.Based on the biblical principle, we need to protect life for the sake of biblical justice.
所以当我们去就是我们的法律是建于圣经的这个正义公义之上的那我们也需要去这样去实施去保护这个神
属神的公义 Of course, all those lawmakers, they have a different way to do those things. But if you are deviating from that basic biblical principle of justice, you are notdoing what God tells you to do.
当然这个我们制造法律的人制办法律的人肯定有不同的方式去为他们自己做辩解但是如果我们是属神或者是信神的应该会从这里面去引用
There are so many things we can extract out of verse 6.
从第六节我们有很多可以去讨论的东西
I mean, the big thing. Let's talk about the big thing because, you know, Tuesday is the final day where you can vote.
就是我们讲一些大的东西因为周二马上我们
But first of all, if you are eligible to vote, just go vote. Okay, just do it.
就是如果你能投那就鼓励大家去投票。
But it's actually that we are preaching out of chapter 9, verse 6, and we can just piggyback in Romans 13. That's another verse, another whole chapter for the human government.I'm not going to bore you with all the verses over there because we're not doing Romans 13 today, but I can give you the two principles of a human government that God laid out in Romans 13. One is to punish the wicked and to reward those who do good. Okay, those are the two things human government should do.
所以就是我给，就是圣经里面，就罗马书，如果把它简洁的去讲，在十三章里面，基本上讲的就是政府要做的，应该就是惩恶扬善的一个工作。
if the government or whoever is voting, whoever is for injustice or reward the wicked, that's not something, that's not someone you need to be with.
如果这个政府不管他是谁，他是一个他惩罚做好事的人，但是鼓励这个做坏事的人，那这个东西他不应该是，就是 不符合圣经的原则。
In the political atmosphere today, that's someone you should not vote for.
就是如果在政治的这个角度来看的话，那这个就不是我们要投的。
The government should be for justice to protect life.
所以政府应该是为着公义，伸张公义，而且是保护生命的一个状态。
Does that verse endorse capital punishment?
但是这个经文它支持就是我们使用死刑吗？
We probably have enough reasons to say yes, but that's something we can talk about. You take all the Bible verses together, we can talk about that. But there is unequivocally clear that the Bible is for life.
Yeah, 这可能有些指向性在讲说，如果我们花些时间，它可能指向说，哎，死刑可能在一些角度上是成立的，但是我们可以花其他时间再讲。
It's not just the political thing. That's a big, you know, government, the human public life thing. It can apply to your individual life as well.
这不只是政治方面的事情，而是可能会影响到我们个人的生命的事情。
If humans, the people sit around you, they are made in the image of God.What are you going to do with them?
如果周围在你身边坐的人，他们是按照神形象造的，我们会怎么样对待他们呢？
Would you be more patient?
我们会有更多的耐心吗？
Would you be more forgiving?
我们会有更多的原谅和宽容吗？
Would you be more loving and hopeful toward them?
或者是我们对他们有更多的盼望，或者是更多的爱吗？
Oh yeah, they're jerks.
当然他们很混蛋。
Sometimes they're nasty and they say things they should supposed to, not supposed to say, these things not supposed to do. But they are...Nevertheless, made in the image of God.
有时候他们讲的话或者所做的事并不是我们最喜欢的，但是不管怎么样，他们是按照神形象造的。
Oh, they may not even share the skin color with you. They may not even share the same language with you. They may not even share the same culture with you.
所以他可能颜色、肤色、语言，然后包括我们的文化不同。
But they are made in the image of God.
那不管怎么样，他是按照神的形象造的。
So no matter what, based on the verse 6, based on verse chapter 1, chapter 5, chapter 9.Where the Bible talks about human beings are made in the image of God, all the Christian churches, the people who are called the children of God, should be multicultural, multi-ethnic anyway.
所以根据第一章、第五章、第九章的内容，任何一个属神的教会，或者是我们叫称为神的孩子的人，应该是一个多种族、多文化的一个教会。
People who are different can come together.To worship the same God.
生来不同的人可以一起为着神的缘故可以一起来敬拜。
Be loving toward each other, be hopeful toward each other, be patient toward each other.
蛮有爱，蛮有盼望，蛮有就是怜悯忍耐的对待彼此。
That's the mandate from the Bible.
这是上帝给我们从圣经里面给我们的命令。
So that's a prohibit.
这个就是上帝给我们的一些戒律。
If you go further, I mean you're going to move to the God's covenant.After verse 7. From verse 8 to verse 17, God clearly delineates the covenant.
所以在第八到第十七节里面，上帝把他的约给我们讲了。
But before we go there, God's mandate, we can use the three words, the preserve, the produce, and prohibit. You can basically clearly see that God really treasures life.
所以在上帝的命令里面看到上帝让我们去生养众多他提给我们给我们供应他也给我们一些戒令和要求能看出来上帝他其实很在乎生命的
So if you treat any lives including the animal life including human life as an object as something that you can just dismiss and abruptly kill you are disobedient
如果我们对待人类的对待彼此的态度是就像物品可以随意对待可以任意的去对待的话那我们其实就没有遵守上帝的要求
That's why I really don't like the video games when you can kill people just left and right with no mercy whatsoever because you are being brainwashed to see that the human life is just an object
所以我也从这样我就其实很不喜欢游戏所倡导的就是说我们可以去对待 身边对待其他人就好像是一个物品一样。
If it makes you feel good, you are the lord over life. I can do whatever I want. Someone don't like me, I'm just gonna kill him.
所以就当然我会感觉到非常好，在游戏里面，如果这个人不喜欢我，当然我可以随意的去杀他。
If you are that type of person, you are actually in the line of Cain and Lamech. Remember chapter 4?
如果我们对这个东西是有一定的喜悦感的话，那其实我们是有点是在走该隐和拉麦的道路。
Lamech is the son of Cain. You know Cain's a murderer?
Lamech is Cain's son.
Lamech made a song to his wife. A song to his wife. Something he's really proud of. You know, someone was doing some bad to me. I just killed him.
所以拉麦就是对他的太太讲说，有人如果碰我一根毛，那我可能会杀他。
You step on my toe and pull out my gun to kill you.
如果你踩到我的脚了，我就拿枪给你打了。
That's the opposite to what God's really thinking about life.
这完全是上帝对生命态度的另一面。
So life is important, especially human life. They are made in the image of God.
生命是重要，特别是人类的生命是重要，因为它是按照神形象造的。
Yeah, when you play the video game to kill, you know, just keep that in mind. The Holy Spirit will do something to you.
所以当我们想到玩游戏就是为了去杀戮，那我们可能需要圣灵的提醒。
All right, covenant, verse 8 to verse 17.
在第八到第十七节里面讲到上帝给我们的约。
Verse 8 is kind of, that's clearly a separate from verse 7. Then God said to Noah and his sons and with him, Behold, I will establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you and with every living creature that is with you, the birds and livestock and every beast of the earth within you, as many as came out of the ark,It is for every beast of the earth. So the covenant is not just for Noah and his sons. It's for what? Everything. Everything. That word has been repeated so many times from verse 8 to verse 17. So that makes this covenant so different from other covenants.
所以在第八章在第八节到第十节里面内容里面讲到，他反复的重复，就是说一切的活物、一切的事情、所有的事情，这上帝的立约是和这些所有事情去立的。
In the Bible, we have a couple of covenants. Even you can always argue, and I believe that God actually made a covenant with Adam based on Hosea 6:7. You can read that. God had a covenant with Adam. God had a covenant with Noah. God had a covenant with Abraham. That's verse 12. God had a covenant with Moses. God had a covenant with David. And God had a covenant with the Christians, the people that he saved in the New Testament.
所以在何西阿书里面讲到说，上帝有几个时期不同的约，像与亚当的约、与挪亚的约、与亚伯拉罕的约、与摩西、与大卫，甚至以后到与基督徒的约。
All the covenants except this one were made with his people specifically.
除了这一章里面，其他的经文都是对着属神的百姓。
God is going to call Abraham. God called Abraham that he is going to have his descendants and he's going to bless them, his people.
神特别召亚伯拉罕，对他说：“你的支派，你的后裔。”
In Exodus, God had the covenant with Moses. God is going to bless his people. Those people are going to call out to worship him.
所以在出埃及记里面又对摩西讲说，属他的百姓就是他从埃及里面招出来去敬拜他的人。
God made the covenant with David. He's going to bless his descendant. He's going to keep his throne.
对，所以在大卫里面他又讲说，我会保守你的后裔，就是大卫的支派。
In the New Testament, God made the covenant with his new people. This is my blood I shed. We are going to do the communion. That's to remembrance of the covenant, actually.
所以在后面他又对基督徒有这样的约，就我们以后领的圣餐一样，就是这是我们彼此之间的约。
The Noah's covenant is really different because it's everything.
但对挪亚的约就有点不同，因为挪亚是对所有一切的事物的。
The livestock, the animals, the humans, and the plants, everything.
生物、牲口、人类，包括植物，所有的一切地上的活物。
So this is the covenant of common grace.
这个就是上帝一个普遍的恩典，普世的恩典。
Unilaterally.Unconditionally blessing for the people. God make a covenant with everything that he is not going to destroy the earth with flood again.
所以他对了这个所有人，世界上任何的人去讲说，他不会再用洪水的方式去毁灭人类。
That's a different covenant.
这是不同的。
There are so many things that can come out of it.
从这里面可以有很多的东西我们可以去思考。
So the first thing, okay, God said he is going to keep, he's going to preserve the new creation, the creation that he renewed.
所以上帝说他会去保护保守这一切的活物从这里面重新再造的新造的。
We have talked about the relationship between human beings and animals in the previous verses.
我们也看到了和人类和动物之间的关系。
We can actually talk a little bit about the human, the relationship between human beings and the nature.
当然我们也可以从这里面去讲一些人和世界和这个自然之间的关系是怎么样。
You know, Psalm 19, you are all familiar with, the whole earth, every plant declare the glory of God.
在诗篇第十九篇里面讲到说万物都歌颂神的荣耀。
Including the plants, including all creation.
包括植物所有的造物。
How do the trees and the grass declare the glory of God? How do they do it?
草和树怎么样去宣称神的荣耀呢？
Do they preach?
他们讲道吗？
Do they have cell groups?
他们有小细胞小组吗？
Do they sing?
或者是有什么东西吗？
They declare the glory of God just by being grass and trees.
所以他们述说神的荣耀是通过他们就做一个好的草和树。
If God made a covenant with them,If we are the vehicle for God's covenant, we just leave the trees and grass them alone. They are going to declare the glory of God themselves.
所以当我们是作为一个上帝约的一个载体的时候，我们怎么样去宣称神的荣耀呢？就是让他们做。
It's a very interesting basic principles or the basis for the ecological engagement of Christians. All those environmentalists and they all falls, you know, Green Party and all these type of things. What are their basis?Their basis is that we are going to have a better life together. Yes, but we are going to have a better life together not because what they want, it's because what God commands.
所以在这里面我可以从这里面看到一个说属生在神的角度怎么样我们做一个生态的一个管理者我们做的就是说让他们去可以去一起去发展这样。
So I'm not going to go too far over there. But God promised...God promised he is not going to destroy the whole earth with the flood again.
但是在这里面最重要的是上帝说不会再用洪水去毁灭这个地球。
That does not mean God becomes Santa Claus. Oh, everything's good.
不代表上帝就像圣诞人一样笑哈哈。
He's going to judge the earth with fire.
但下次上帝的审判就会以火的方式。
We're going to talk about that when we talk about the second Peter.
在我们讲到彼得后书的时候我们可以有更多的
God made a promise with the human beings, and a very interesting thing is God made a sign. God made a symbol.
所以上帝和人立约的时候，他又同时建立了一个记号。
What is that called?
这个叫什么？叫
called a bow.
英文的话叫
rainbow. In the old, not old Hebrew words, that's a cassette. That's actually called a battle.Bowl. That's the bowl Chris has been using all the time. That's that bowl. That's exactly the same word.
所以在中文里面讲彩虹，但是在英文里面它是讲的rainbow 带一个弓，然后在希伯来里面 cassette 就是他们战争所用的弓箭。
That word signifies battle.
这个代表着战争。
The rainbow that we put on, that not we put on.God put on as a sign for his covenant is very meaningful.
所以神所用的记号是非常有意义的。
I don't know when the LGBTQ people put them. I don't know where that started, but if you put the rainbow over the church, I don't know. I'm probably going to be fired the next day.
不知道。
But that's actually the biblical sign. We need to keep them.
所以不知道为什么他们这些多其他的这些新的一些潮流怎么会用这个彩虹做他们的记号？但是这个是在圣经里面是属神的一个记号。
The bowl is actually a sign for God's faithfulness.
所以这个记号是代表了上帝的信实。
The sign is not for us actually. The sign is for God, because He said He will remember.The covenant had made with all natures.
所以这个记号不是为我们，但是也是为神的，因为上帝说，因为他我就会记得我和你们立的约。
Whenever the Bible says God remembers, always keep one word in that God is faithful.
如果讲到说上帝他记得记号或纪念，就要记得上帝他是信实的。
He's not a man to decline or anything. He needs to be reminded of that. No, he remembers, meaning he will keep, he will be faithful to what he said.
他不需要被时常的提醒，他讲了，他说他会对他的约守约，他就会这样去做。
The bowl was hung up there.
所以弓是被这样挂在天上。
If you have the rainbow, the bowl is going this way. You've never seen a rainbow going that way, have you?
所以我们看到这个弓从来都是这样的，而不是这样的一个方式。
So Chris can really teach us, when the bowl is going that way, that means what? You're shooting up, not shooting down. Think about the bowl that's going this way.That's very intimidating. You always have God like this. I mean, you have a problem. It's just basically like those. No, its bowl is going that way. That means the bowl is being hung for peace. God, after all the storms, after all the rainstorms, the difficulties in life, God put the rainbow over to tell peace, tell people that I have the grace of peace with you.
所以当我们看到这个弓，这个彩虹是这样挂的时候，就代表着它的射箭的方向不再是对着我们，是一个代表着上帝他要和我们有这样的一个关系，他也不再纪念我们的罪。
The love and the justice is basically put together with the sign. We all know the sign is going to be eventually progressed all the way to cross. The God's love and the God's justice put together.
所以在这个记号里面看到说上帝的爱和公义在这里面被满足了，也我们也可以延伸到基督在上面。
Now, take a look at this. I mean, after the new creation, the creation renewed, I mean, did God really solve the problem of sin?
所以在
I mean, the same chapter, Noah sinned. I mean, Adam sinned with the tree, with something that he eats.Noah sinned with something he drinks. Basically the same thing. I mean, they got three sons. You have someone that's being cursed, there's someone being blessed. We are repeating basically the same thing again and again and again. So the covenant that God gave to Noah did not really solve the problem. The problem of love and problem of justice is going to be permanent until it reaches the cross.
所以在这里我们看到说我们这个上帝解决了罪的问题吗？但如果我们再往下看，上帝其实通过这个并没有完全解决罪的问题，因为挪亚他犯了罪，他喝酒，然后又出了一些问题。在亚当，他有些儿子被咒诅，有些儿子被祝福，挪亚也是这样。
How do we actually experience the grace of God?
我们怎么样去经历上帝的恩典呢？
We know the rainbow is a sign for the grace of God.
我们当然知道这个彩虹是上帝。
People deserve to die, but God hung the bowl on the sky to tell Himself and the people.That he has a grace for you.
所以这是一个上帝恩典的记号，就是这些人应当被处死的，但是他没有。
When do you see a rainbow?
我们什么时候会看到彩虹呢？
After the storm, usually after a storm, nasty big storm, then you see the rainbow.
一般是在一个大的风暴或者很大的大雨下面。
We always experience the grace of God.
所以我们时常都在经历上帝的恩典。
After the storm,
在风雨之后。
We probably don't know how much we deserve to die, how much we are really messed up until we're going through some storm.
我们很多时候并不知道我们多么的是应当被处死，或者我们不知道到底有多糟糕，除非我们经过这个风雨之后。
And our lives spared. We our lives are spared.
就是我们的生命因为上帝的恩典被豁免了。
So if you are in the rainstorm, in the storm in your life. I don't know what kind of storm you are in now.
不知道大家在经历什么样人生中的风暴。
Maybe financial issues, maybe health issues, maybe relational issues, maybe uncertainty about life. Maybe you think the rainstorm is not going away anytime soon. You're right in the middle of it. You don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to get out of it.
可能有的时候是我们的经济，有时候是关系，我们不知道什么样的处境。可能有些这个事情还没临到，我们不知道该怎么办。
I hope today the sign of grace is a great courage for you.
我希望就是上帝他给我们的这个恩典的记号可以成为我们的鼓励。
He made a covenant with all creatures.
他对了所有的他所造的事物有一个约。
Oh, we, the New Testament Christians, we are double security over there.
所以我们作为一个新约继承新约的这样的百姓，属神的百姓，有更多的保险。
God only promised that He would not judge the whole earth with the flood, but He is going to judge the whole world. But we are secure not because of what, who we are, what we did, as because of what He did 2,000 years ago through His Son on the cross.
所以，上帝对于这些所有的造物有一个说，他不会再用洪水去审判，但是他还会有火的审判。但是通过基督，我们从这个里面被免除了。
So you're going through life storms.
当然，我们在经历人生之中的风暴。
You are going to see the rainbow.
但是你还是会在这风暴之后看到神的这样的彩虹在上面。
Brothers and sisters, your life, the book of your life has been written, and the last chapter is not written by you.You're probably in the right in the middle. But God said, this is my blood. I sealed your life. You're going to be with me. The rainbow is not just the grace of the signs of common grace. It's the sign of special grace as well.
所以在这里面我们看到说，我们虽然在经历一些风暴，看不见未来的方向，但是我们生命的终章是借着耶稣基督的血被写在这个书上，我们会和他在一块，在一起。
Rainbow have different colors, all different colors.
当然彩虹也会有不同的颜色。
Oh, don't talk me with a scientific term, you know, life reflected through the light. I know that, okay. I'm just giving you what the Bible's trying to communicate with you.
我只是在跟大家讲一些圣经到底想跟我们讲
什么。 God gives you the grace through so many different ways.
上帝通过不同各样的方式给我们经历他的恩典机会。
Variety of graces.
可能有不同种的方式。
The fact that you are in this particular location is the grace of God.
所以我们在这里当下这个环境里面也是上帝给我们的恩典。
You can hear the word of God. You can have the fellowship with the people of God.
我们可以听上帝的话，也可以和属神的人有彼此建立这样的关系。
God bless you with your health. God bless you with the possessions that you have.There's all variety of grace.
上帝给我们的健康，给我们的财物。
But ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, do you have the ultimate grace God gave through His Son?
但是这些东西以外，我们到底有没有最终他给我们通过他儿子给我们的这样的恩典呢？
All the grace that God gave through His Son, mercy over here, did not really guarantee Noah not to sin.
所以上帝他通过他儿子给我们的这个恩典呢，当然没有保证我们不会再犯罪。
But God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, guaranteed us that we will be with Him eventually.
但是在这里面他保证了我们最终是和他会在一起的。
What I was reminded before by another preacher a long time ago, that when I take this pulpit and preach to you guys,Every time we open our word, open my mouth, open the Bible, this could be the last chance for you to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior.
所以在我也是被其他牧师提醒，每一次我站在讲台上讲这个道、讲神的话的时候，我也被提醒，这可能是我们当中某个人最后一次听到上帝的话。
God has been merciful.
但上帝是有恩典的。
God has been gracious.
他也有怜悯。
God is a long-suffering. God has been patient.
他也是忍耐，恒久忍耐，并且，在受苦的神。
And God is waiting for you to come back.
神也是在等我们回到他面前。
He created you. He wanted you to become the one He really created you to be.
上帝造了我们，他也想让我们成为我们他造我们的时候的样子。
So when we see the rainbow, we see the sign of His common grace.
所以当我们看到彩虹，我们看到他对大家大众的一个恩典。
But the rainbow basically signifies the sign that God gave us through cross.
但是最终它指向了上帝借着十字架给我们的恩典。
Because His mercy and His grace has a cost to pay.
因为他的恩典还有怜悯都有一个代价的。
And He paid His cost by giving up His Son.
他用他儿子的方式去给我们这样的代价。
No one in this earth loves you more than that.
在这个世界上，这地上没有人比神的儿子更爱我们。
Would you love him back?
你愿意去回应他的爱吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, Oh, you are gracious God.
神啊，你是满有怜悯恩典的神。
Even in your judgment, you are still good God.
在你的审判当中，你也是好的神。
You give us what we don't deserve.
你给了我们不配的东西。
And through that, you are waiting for us to come back.
你同时也在等待，等待我们回到你面前。
Lord, use the Holy Spirit to touch people's heart, open their eyes, open their ears, so that they can become a children of God.
主要借着你的灵开他们的眼，开他们耳，让他们也可以成为你的孩子。
Lord, do such a thing. You have been calling for people to repent.
你做这样的工，你也呼召人去向你悔改。
And I pray that today is the day that the people can become a Christian, become called the children of God.
我希望这天可以让这些人成为你的孩子。
Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your word. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that has been working in us.
感谢你的话，也感谢你的灵在我们当中做的工。
And we pray in precious name of Jesus.
我们是奉主耶稣基督名求祷告的。
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church.You're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord again. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.